USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Kevin McCarthy has been ousted.
The yeas are 216. The nays are 210. The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
The motion to remove him, initiated by Representative Matt Gaetz, gained support from a few Republicans and Democrats. This marks the first instance in U.S. history of a speaker being voted out. There's potential for Republicans to renominate McCarthy in the future. Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, has entered a not guilty plea to federal gun charges in Delaware. He's facing three felony firearms charges, one of which pertains to unlawful possession as an illegal drug user. The charges came after a previous plea deal, which permitted him to enter a diversion program, unraveled due to scrutiny from a federal judge. Former President Trump and his associates, including his two sons, are in a Manhattan courtroom for a second day in a civil fraud trial. Trump again blasting prosecutors on his way into the New York courthouse.
This case should be dismissed. This is not a case. And she should probably be dismissed also.
They're all accused of inflating property values for better loans and insurance rates. New York Attorney General Letitia James is pursuing a $250 million fine and a ban on Trump's company operating in New York. The judge in Trump's civil fraud trial has imposed a restricted gag order. The ruling followed a Truth Social post by Trump targeting the judge's clerk. The order prohibits all involved parties from making social media posts or public remarks about the judge's staff. A recent study reveals that the U.S. economy suffered nearly a $4 billion blow due to the United Auto Workers strike. The losses encompass reduced worker wages and production dips at GM, Ford, and Stellantis. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money, you'll save. You can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers nationwide are in negotiations to prevent a three-day strike. If an agreement isn't reached tonight, the healthcare workers will stage the largest strike in U.S. healthcare history later this week, according to their union. Congress must act promptly to ensure uninterrupted U.S. aid for Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasized this today, citing the omitted funding in the short-term government bill.
As President Biden made clear, we cannot under any circumstances allow America's support for Ukraine to be interrupted. Time is not our friend.
He stated that any delay could significantly impact the ongoing conflict with Russia. President Biden had anticipated that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy would advance a Ukraine aid bill through that chamber, but now that McCarthy has been ousted as Speaker, that is up in the air. A national emergency alert test is set for tomorrow. According to FEMA, every TV, radio, and cell phone will be interrupted with an emergency message at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Officials say the one-minute test is similar to an Amber Alert or warnings issued by the National Weather Service. Joe Jonas and his estranged wife Sophie Turner are slated for a January 2nd trial in Manhattan federal court for their custody dispute over their two young children. The Game of Thrones actress initiated an emergency lawsuit to relocate the kids from New York City to their permanent residence in England. The couple are parents to a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Get the best podcasts at usapodcasting.com.
USA News, I'm Lance Pryor.
USA News on demand.
On demand.
Doug Steffen's
The Good Day Download.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner.
War. All right, we are the roots.
Into the paranormal.
Into the paranormal.
On demand.
Get it all on demand.
Anytime. USApodcasting.com.
USApodcasting.com.